CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Chinese military is reassuring the world that the country is committed to resolving disputes in a peaceful manner and wants to avoid potential conflicts in the South China Sea. Fan Changlong, vice chair of China's Central Military Commission, made the comment while addressing a high-level defense forum in Beijing. Fan has told delegates to the Xiangshan Forum that Chinese construction on the Nansha Islands is meant to serve mostly civilian purposes. 500 defense officials and scholars from 16 countries have gathered in Beijing to discuss Asia-Pacific security. For the first time, the United States and Japan have also sent representatives to the event. Taiwan's ruling Kuomintang Party has pulled the trigger on its anticipated move to replace its candidate for next year's leadership elections. KMT Chair Eric Chu has been officially voted into the position, replacing outgoing candidate Hon Siu-Chu. The deputy legislative speaker has been dumped from the candidacy after the polling showed she was poised to suffer a significant defeat in January's election at the hands of DPP candidate Tsai Ing-wen. Hon was officially nominated by the KMT back in July. Despite the change in candidates, most polling is still suggesting the Kuomintang is going to lose its hold on Taiwan's leadership on January 16th. Current Taiwan leader Ma Ying-jeou isn't allowed to run again under the island's election rules. The Philippine government has ordered thousands of people to evacuate from coastal areas as Typhoon Kapu is to hit the country later today. Kapu packed maximum sustained winds of 175 kilometers per hour near the center. More than a dozen domestic flights have been canceled. Typhoon Kapu is expected to batter China's southeastern regions after passing through the Philippines. It will bring gales to coastal regions of Fujian province and Taiwan in the next 2 days. The first stage of Egypt's long-awaited parliamentary polls will kick off today. The vote aims to end a three-year absence of parliament in the country, with a new one hopefully set up by the end of this year. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is currently holding all legislative authority. The last Egyptian parliament, which was elected in late 2011 after the ouster of longtime leader Hosni Mubarak, was dissolved in June 2012 by a court order. The election of a new parliament represents the third and final phase of a three-stage roadmap, including a new constitution and presidential elections. Media reports in Slovenia say 2,700 migrants entered the country from Croatia on Saturday. The surge of people into Slovenia follows a move by Hungary on Friday night to seal its border with Croatia in order to stem the flow of migrants into Hungary. Slovenian Prime Minister Miro Cirar says the country's army will support police efforts in managing thousands of migrants. Most of the new arrivals in Slovenia arrived by train. They are to be registered at reception centers near the border before being taken to a facility prepared to accommodate them, located near the border with Austria. Guinea's incumbent president, Alpha Condé, is re-elected as president. Alpha Condé won 57.87% of the vote in the first round of presidential election held on October 11th. This is his second term as president of the West African nation. Two girls, a toddler and a five-year-old, have been gang-raped in the Indian capital New Delhi in separate incidents. Family members of the toddler found the child lying unconscious in a park 3 hours after she went missing during a power cut on Friday. No one has been arrested in connection with this case. Another five-year-old girl was gang-raped in the east of the city. Three suspects have been arrested. Both girls have been hospitalized. Mexico has intensified efforts to find fugitive drug lord Joaquim El Chapo Guzman after he avoided capture on Saturday. The Security Cabinet says officials believe the drug trafficker injured a leg and his face as he made his getaway. It provided no details on when or exactly where the operation took place, but there have been media reports it happened in or around Guzman's home state of Sinaloa. The drug lord was said to have flown to Sinaloa following his escape from a maximum security prison in July. It's been reported a Chinese consortium is making a takeover bid for Formula One racing. A group of Chinese firms, led by China Media Capital, is reportedly backing an $8.5 billion US dollars takeover bid for the sport. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.